This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, there's so much to talk about today. I'm going to get right to it. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Great job, Lee Elsie. Great job, Lee Elsie. Great job, Lee Elsie. And you know what he's fighting, right? You know what he's up against. His dad has been sick with COVID, doing much better, but still he's got to worry about his dad in the hospital. And it's been a rough week for Lee, so we wish him the best. We pray for you, Lee. We pray for your dad's swift recovery. I hear he's doing better. Thank God, thank God. All right, Lee Elsie's my man. My guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays always does a great job. I always know my hour is well taken care of. You know, when you're a radio host, I have four kids in real life, but if you're a radio host, you're 3 hours, you're three babies. So I always know hour number one, baby number one, my youngest child on Tuesdays and Thursdays, always taken care of by Lee Elsie. Thank you, Lee. Joe Biden, that's got to be the biggest news story of the day, right? Joe Biden, let me sum up what Joe Biden said. I'll sum it up, and then I'll read you the exact words. But the sum up is, you know, it sounds to me like Joe is saying black people aren't very smart. They don't think much. They all think the same way, and they're like sheep, and they jump off a cliff together. Unlike the African-American community, he said, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. In other words, what are you trying to say? Black people have no diversity of thinking. Black people have no thinking, I guess. What else could you say? If you're a Republican and you're white and you make that statement, well, if you're a Republican and you're black and you make that statement, you're an Uncle Tom and you're the worst person in the world and you hate your own people. If you're a Republican and you're white and you say something like what Joe Biden said today, which is much worse than even what he said 2 months ago or so when he said, to Charlemagne the God, the radio host, the black radio host, and he said, if you're even thinking of voting for Trump and you don't know yet if you're voting for me, you're not really black. So that was insulting to the black community. And then yesterday, he made some comment to a black journalist on TV that was insulting. Something about, hey, do you want to be drug tested? As if all black people should be drug tested because they all do drugs. And then today, I think the worst one of all. You know, to say that about black people, that with notable exceptions, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. He was addressing the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists conventions, joint convention. I'm sure he was doing it from his basement on Skype or Zoom or something like that. And the National Public Radio's Lulu Garcia Navarro, who's obviously Hispanic, asked Biden about whether he would stop the deportation of Cubans. And somehow he gets into this rant about, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. I mean, you're saying that black people are all, they all think alike? They all think one way? They all run off a cliff together? There's really no diversity of thought? It's kind of funny. Of course he's got some excuse, I'm sure, but it's not true. And it really spurred me because before I ever heard the comment this morning, you know, first of all, remember, if Donald Trump makes that comment, he's KKK, he's leading lynches of black men, he's the worst racist since Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, during the Civil War. I mean, if Trump makes that statement, unlike the black community, Latinos have diversity of thought? Can you imagine? I can't even imagine. But I was just starting to write an outline for my national commentary, my national syndicated newspaper column that comes out on Sunday, and I write it on Thursday or Friday. I'm going to write it tomorrow morning. And I decided I'm going to write about Trump's ace in the hole. The key to his victory is going to be black voters, and people are going to be really shocked. Wayne Root's saying the key to Trump's victory is black voters. That's right. Every white voter in America is already going for Trump, for the most part. Outside of Jewish people, and I'm Jewish, outside of my fellow Jewish people, California and New York and kind of that little Northeast, that little California sliver on the coast. Every white person in America is already voting for Trump. It's not going to change from 2016. He already got all the white middle class votes in America, and he's going to get them again. The key to the election is, can he double the black vote from 8% to 16%? The last national poll I quoted you on this show a few days ago showed Trump winning 47-45 over Biden and winning in battleground states by 5 or 6 points, all the key battleground states, even picking up some extra states. But the key finding was 20% of blacks in this poll voted for Trump. 20%. Trump doesn't even need 20%. It'd be great if he got 20 or 25. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But if he doubles from 8 to 16, the election's over, and Trump has a lock on the election. And that's why black votes are what's important. He's already got the white vote. It's a given. All that's left for him to get is a higher percentage of black votes, and he wins this thing. He literally guarantees a victory, locks it away. Checkmate. So I was going to write that, and how black people, you know, because I also was going to write, in all of America, I could be the white Republican who knows black people the best. Because I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town, and then went to an all-black middle school, went to an all-black high school. And at one point, if I had 20 friends, 19 of them were black. I think I know a thing or two about black Americans, and I think black Americans are wonderful people. I think a lot of them are in what I would call the black silent majority. I think that black silent majority are the black people that own their own homes and own their own businesses and have families. Those are the three factors that make you closest to a Republican conservative. You have a family with kids, and you've got a home, and you've got a business, or a home or a business. And that's what makes you a Republican. And also, you want that Second Amendment. You know, you own a gun to protect your home or your business in a black community. That makes you a Republican. And I think that's a good 15 to 20% of the black community. And I think that they don't want to defund the police. I think they love the police. I think they want more police. I think they love what Trump did with the taking away Obama's suburban death knell. Obama had a whole program to destroy the suburbs and to just fill it with people from the inner cities, giving them free, low-income, high-density housing next door to your $500,000 home. And I'm telling you, this is not a black thing or a white thing. Black people and black liberals and white liberals think it's a white racist thing. No, it's not. If you're black and you spend your whole life, 20 years owning a small business, and you earn enough money and save enough money to finally go buy, say, a $500,000 house in the suburbs, or a $750,000 house in the suburbs, or $1 million house in the suburbs, you're welcome, man. I'm white. I love you next door to me. You're a hardworking black guy. You're a family man. And you own a business, and you were able to buy a $1 million house. I want you as my neighbor. There's no racism. What I don't want as my neighbor is someone white or black or Latino, who didn't earn it, but instead is renting it in Section 8 housing next door to my $1 million house. I don't want you. You got to earn your way into my neighborhood. I'll bet you every black in America who owns, every black homeowner who owns a home thinks the exact same way as me. They escaped the black neighborhood with all the crime to get to a suburb so that they would get away from bad people and murderers and prostitutes and drug addicts and drug dealers. And now you're trying to bring it to them and ruin the value of their $500,000 home and next door put Section 8 housing? Guess what? Black people in the suburbs like the suburbs just like white people in the suburbs like the suburbs. And so is that 80% of the black vote? No. Sadly and unfortunately, 80% of the black vote lives in the inner cities. And they probably support the destruction of the suburbs because they'd love government to give them $2,000 a month to rent a house next door to a guy who has a $1 million home that he bought and he earned. And they'd love to get in that neighborhood. But the people who actually own those houses don't want you in that neighborhood. And those people are white and black. So I think the black silent majority, which might be a black silent minority, because I think they're probably 20% of the black vote, owns a home, owns a business, has a family, and will support President Trump. And no sooner I say that, Biden comes out with a statement embarrassing himself again. And no sooner I say that, this article comes out, over 80% of black Americans do not want to abolish the police, and a significant percentage of them want more police patrols in their neighborhood. Wayne Root, right again. Another poll was out. 83% of voters don't like Obama's neighborhood diversity rule. Well, 83% of voters, America's only like 68% white now. I think we're right below 70% white, America. And so if America's below 70% white and 83% of voters don't like Obama's neighborhood diversity rule, where he's trying to ruin the suburbs, kill the suburbs, and move the inner city and all its problems and all its drugs and all its murder and all its carjackings and all its home invasion robberies and all its hookers and all its needles on the ground. He wants to move that to your suburbs. 83% of voters don't like it. Guess what? That includes a good 20% of black voters, I guarantee you. I guarantee you the black middle class, which I call the black silent majority, lives in a nice home in the suburbs and doesn't want anybody, including black people from the inner city, who are going to bring a lot of problems with them, including white people who are poor to bring problems with them, including Latino people who are poor to bring problems with them, who haven't earned a house next to you. They don't want them. Guarantee you, they don't want them. Just like I don't want them. I don't want anyone. I don't care what the color of your skin is. If you earn the house next to me, I got no problem. I don't care what the color of your skin is. If you didn't earn it, I got a neighborhood of $500,000 houses or $1 million houses. Only people who can afford $1 million house should be living in my neighborhood. You can't afford it. No right to stick you in my neighborhood and bring your problems. I left your neighborhood. I ran away from your problems. So I guarantee you the black middle class is with me on this one. Biden does that, and I'll put that article out tomorrow. Now, the luckiest guy in the world is Governor Steve Sisolak, because I was going to make him the target, the pinup doll of today's show. And when we get back, I'll tell you what this moron did and said. I'll tell you all about Steve Sisolak when we get back. He should have been the opening segment, but Joe Biden ripped him out of the headlines. Lucky for you, Steve Sisolak. Oh, I'll give you a little hint. This dumb, pathetic moron, governor of the state of Nevada, declared racism a public health crisis in Nevada. Like he doesn't have enough problems with the economy and COVID and all the problems that come with it and all the hundreds of thousands of people out of work and all the hundreds of thousands of people who can't even get unemployment checks after they lost their jobs in March. They still haven't been paid because his system is a failure. He's an incompetent loser. And he's worried about declaring racism a public health crisis? You mean I've got cancer or I'm a racist? Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant power.
powerhouse.
And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. For those looking for good news, when you tune into my show, there's really two things you find, right? Besides, you know, my energy and my enthusiasm. Those are my trademarks. That's my brand. Got more energy and enthusiasm than anyone in the Republican world. But I think what I bring to the table is two things. Number one, I'm always cheerleading for Trump and finding the best news out there for Trump and for us and for America and American exceptionalism and the great American middle class and the military and the police and small business. Those are the things I believe in. And Judeo-Christian values, those are the things I believe in, and I cheerlead for them. And number two, I'm always finding the worst articles for liberals because they're a bunch of communists and a bunch of scumbags, and I try to prove it to you every day that they hate us, they're racists, and they want to turn Americans to Cuba and Venezuela, and I prove it every day. Those are the things you tune in for. Here's one now. A little cheerleading for Trump. The Trump campaign raises $165 million in January, beating Biden and the Democratic National Committee. You know, this idea that he's behind by 10 points or more is ridiculous. He out-fundraised Joe Biden. There's Trump signs everywhere. There's no Biden signs anywhere. There is no enthusiasm for Biden. Just like Hillary 4 years ago, 20,000 would come out for Trump. 100, 200 for Hillary. It's the same thing. When you go to a Joe Biden event of any kind, even the online events for Joe Biden, in the whole country, 120 people show up, 150 people show up. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. In any case, Trump brought in $165 million last month, Team Trump, bringing the cash on hand to more than $300 million, and the haul of $165 million in July. Remember, July is a dead month. People are away and they're at the beach. They don't care about politics. And now, you know, now it's COVID on their mind. It's rioting on their mind. Last thing that's on their mind is donating to a presidential campaign. But that $165 million haul for the month of July eclipsed the total raised in any single month in 2016 when Trump won the election over Hillary Clinton. So that's very, very, very good news. Let me mention, speaking of good news, the sponsor of this segment of the show, it's Liberty HealthShare. Because Liberty isn't health insurance, it's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $5.29 a month for a family. I think it's $1.99 for a single, although I do believe this was updated. I've still got an old ad in here. So it might actually be $200 and change for a single, you know, and maybe it's $600 for a family. Whatever it is, I used to pay $2,000 for my family at Aetna Health Insurance. And when I joined Liberty, it was $5.29. So actually, it was $4.99 when I joined 4 years ago. And now it's up a little bit. But the end result is, man, is it a bargain. Man, is it a deal. As my Yiddish grandfather say, I've got a deal for you. Have I got a deal for you? And this is a deal, man, because as of January, it's my fifth year with Liberty HealthShare, and I've saved $90,000, $90,000 on premiums. So when I look at my bank account, there's an extra $90,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. How ridiculous is that? Who would not join Liberty HealthShare? You got to be crazy to not make a phone call and check it out. And find out how it could benefit you. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. It is not health insurance. It's better. I told you I was going to mention Steve Sisolak. He literally, him and Gretchen Whitmer, the witch, the wicked witch of Michigan, who's locked her people in their home for 6 months now, never allowing you to come out. The two of them declared racism a public health crisis. Have you ever heard of anything so weird in your entire life? Do you understand what's happening to America? Everything is racism. Behind every tree is a racist. Behind every rock is a racist. In every home, behind every door and every window is a racist. Every statue is racist. The history of America is racist. It's the most ridiculous crap I've ever heard in my life. You got to get on with your life. I'm a Jew. Jews have been persecuted, discriminated against, killed, kidnapped, robbed of all of our belongings, including our gold teeth, enslaved throughout history. All those things have happened to Jews. And you know what I talk about all day long? Nothing. I don't give a crap. It was a long time ago. It's got nothing to do with me anymore. I just get on with my life and I fight, fight, fight. Anybody who spends their life in the past talking about racism, 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 will never get a job. Because you're like a person with one leg and no new artificial leg. You're just walking with one leg and a crutch. Good luck. You got no shot in life. You're crippled. No shot in life. Stop talking about racism. It's not a public health issue. Cancer is a public health issue. COVID, strokes, heart disease, diabetes. The whole world's got diabetes. That's a public health issue. Too many people smoking. That's a public health issue. Too many people smoking pot. You see the latest story? It was in the UK Daily Mail, I believe. Pot causes a much higher chance to get a heart attack or a stroke. That's a public health issue. There's pot stores all over Nevada. But he's worried about racism. Racism doesn't give you cancer or heart disease, you moron. Governor Steve Sisolak, moron.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump visiting a Whirlpool factory in the battleground state of Ohio. The president saying he'll always fight for manufacturing jobs and points to a 2018 executive order he signed imposing tariffs on foreign-made washing machines.
Whirlpool's 9 factories across the United States were soon thriving like never before, investing in new products, new infrastructure, and hundreds of new American jobs.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
for over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. The Warrior is with you, Wayne Allen Root, always up for the fight. And we got a great guest for you. Stephen Moore is with us, FreedomWorks economist, author of Trumponomics, former Trump economic advisor, founder of the Club for Growth. Good stuff. Always has great ideas. Stephen Moore, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you, man?
Hey, Wayne. Great to be with you.
All right. So, look, you and I both, by the way, together, I'll do a little bragging here. Between the two of us, we come up with more great ideas to cut taxes than any two people I've ever seen in my life. And you've got a great one. You've got a great one here. I saw yours and I immediately said, I love it, which is that Trump should use executive action to enact a payroll tax holiday, which means for the rest of this year, you wouldn't owe payroll taxes, Social Security taxes. That would be so great for the average middle-class American, right?
You better believe it. And by the way, I have some really good news, Wayne. I mean, Donald J. Trump just tweeted out something a few hours ago saying, I've instructed the White House, you know, the guys at the White House, to prepare this executive order.
Great.
To do just that. So
great.
I think it's going to happen, which would be so cool. And it would be so great for middle-class workers. You're right. I mean, imagine, folks, this means that you're going to get a 7.5% pay raise, you know, starting maybe as early as next week, because that money will no longer. And by the way, it's a clean, easy thing to do, Wayne. They just don't.
I know.
The money. People don't realize the government takes this money out of your paycheck before you even see the money.
No, but let me ask you, there's one part of this I don't even really understand. I know the average person would get their half, you know, keep their half for the rest of the year, about 7.5%, and they get that big pay increase. But what about the small business owner like me on the other end who has five employees? Do I get to keep the money on my end, my half of the payroll tax that I pay for them?
Well, they've already deferred the employer share of the tax. That was part of the first bill. This would be for employees. And the intention is, see, this is the thing. What I've advised the White House is, look, and Trump should get, there's two parts to this. Number one, he's going to defer the taxes. He is permitted and authorized to do that in the tax laws during an economic emergency, which we're in right now. He cannot cancel the taxes. He can postpone their payment. But here's the thing. Here's the rub on this. What I want Trump to do, and I'd love your thoughts about this, Wayne, is to basically give a national TV address during prime time and tell the American people, I have postponed these taxes for 6 months, and if you reelect me president, the first piece of legislation I will sign from Congress is a forgiveness of those taxes. So, in other words, it transfers this to a tax cut that has already effectively been delivered to the American people via the next 6 months. What do you think about that?
No, I love it. Are you kidding me? Listen, Democrats have always won elections because all they do is bribe the poor people to vote Democrat. I'm going to give you more welfare. I'm going to give you more free health care. I'm going to give you free college. I'm going to give illegals free health care, right? So why are we so proud as Republicans that we don't play the same game? You know what this is? This is taking care of middle-class Americans who tend to vote Republican, taking good care of them, and locking in their votes with a nice present for the holidays. And I think it's great. I think it's smart politics. I think it's good for the middle class. What's wrong with doing something nice for people that actually work for a living instead of the Democrats who are always giving away money to people who don't work for a living? I think it's great, and I think it probably clinches the election for Trump.
Oh, I do too. And let me just correct one little thing you said. I agree with everything you said except one thing. Giving people the money. We're not giving people the money. We're letting them keep more
of their own money. I got it.
Yeah, no, but that's important because, see, what the left is doing, they want to just give people money, right? Oh, here's $1,000. Here's another $500. We're just going to send you money. No, there's a big difference between sending people money they did not earn and telling people, we are not going to take this money from you that you did earn. And the left doesn't understand that distinction. In fact, Wayne, what they want to do is they don't want to give the money to the people who are working. They want to give the money to the people who are not working. And
Correct.
There's some, you know, And that, look, we all want to provide a safety net for people who lost their job, but they want actually the people who are not working to earn more money than the people who are working.
Look, all things considered, no matter what words you want to use, Stephen, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think you scored a grand slam home run or a touchdown. I'm a football guy. Forget baseball. You scored a touchdown
in the fourth quarter. I need your help on this because we're not over the goal line yet. And, you know, unfortunately, there's some people in the White House, and I won't mention their names, in his administration. I'll just say that it is one of his cabinet members who does not like this idea.
And why? Why would anyone be against it, helping the middle class?
Well, because this person wants to have a grand deal with Nancy Pelosi. Now, here's the other great thing about this. I mean, the story just gets better and better. So Pelosi is opposing this, and, oh, this is a terrible thing. Wait a minute. Here's the thing. 9 years ago, when Barack Obama did a small payroll tax cut, Pelosi, we got this on tape. People can go to the website and see it. She says, this is the best thing that ever happened for the middle class. So, she says it's a great thing for the middle class.
Of course.
Does it, but when Trump does, these people, if it weren't for double standards, they would never
be no standards. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something else. I want to tell you a little story that's going to warm the cockles of your heart. So, you know, my favorite economic guru, as far as someone who gives advice on stocks and investments and things like that, is a guy named Kip Herridge. I don't know if you know him, but he's out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Sugarland, Texas, to be exact. And he's on my show all the time giving economic advice and stock advice.
Yeah.
And Kip, you know, in almost 20 years I've known him, about 17, 18 years, I read his newsletter every morning, Stephen. We're talking to Stephen Moore. I really haven't caught him wrong about anything. He's amazing in his crystal ball. And Kip is the one who told me in 15 and 16, him and I together agreed Trump would win. And I said, if Trump wins, tell me what it'll mean for the economy. And everything he ever predicted came true about stocks and manufacturing and everything you can name, right. Construction, everything, retail. So
right.
I asked Kip on yesterday's show, what is this wildly up stock market really mean that we're in right now? What a boom. And he said, Wayne, the stock market is a predictor of what's to come. And the fact that it's up so much is a sure sign that this market already believes Trump will be reelected. And so I think
that's great news. Yeah. I tend to agree with that. I mean, I've been pondering, why is it that given that polls are not good for Trump, why is it that the stock market keeps going up? And the only explanation is the one that you just provided, which is the stock market doesn't believe that Biden is going to win. And I happen to believe, I think that this is a right now. I mean, the left thinks they got this in the bag, just like they did, remember, with Hillary.
Yeah, right? They don't have it in the bag. 98%
yes, that Hillary's going to. And this is not in the bag, folks. This is going to be a very competitive race. I do think Trump can win and will win. If two things happen, if we get control of this virus, which I think is happening, and number two, if we get the economy, it's not going to get back to the way it was. It'll take a long time. As you know, you're there in Las Vegas. We did a lot of damage to our economy by shutting the thing down. It was so stupid what we've done.
No kidding. That was a Trump mistake, by the way, Stephen, ever allowing that to happen. I know it's not him, it's the individual governors, but he could have said, I'm not going to allow you to shut the economy down. And instead, he listened to Fauci, and I think it was Fauci and Burks, gigantic mistake. Sweden was the way to go, and I'm not a backseat driver, Stephen. I said this from day one. Listen to my radio and TV show back in late February, early August. Follow the Swedish model. Do not close the economy. Do not close the economy, because you won't solve anything. No, less people won't die. Everyone's still going to get sick. There will still be deaths, but you can't bankrupt everyone. Government needs the tax money. We all need to live. We got to pay our mortgages. We got to pay for our kids in college. Don't close the economy. And I turned out to be right. And on this one issue, the only one I've ever caught him on, Trump was wrong, in my opinion.
Well, he was kind of bullied into doing this.
I know.
But I will say this. I remember I was on your show back in late March, early April, and we had a discussion about this, and you and I were in complete agreement that you cannot – look, you have a virus, and you got to deal with it, and you got to take the right, appropriate public health measures, but the idea of locking down our economy was
crazy.
An absurdity. And by the way, the evidence is crystal clear.
Yes.
The states that had massive lockdowns did not have lower death rates than states that just allowed normal commerce.
And their people must be desperately broke. Stephen, their people must be desperately broke. I can't even imagine what it must be like to live in a Michigan or a California. Your business has been closed on and off or mostly off for 6 months. Nobody could survive that. I've had it relatively easy in Nevada. These poor people are dead.
Yeah. Well, you should, you know, 2 weeks ago I went to New York City. I mean, it's a ghost town. And the joke is that the mayor there is now, have you seen this? He's putting up checkpoints to get into the city. I'm like,
I saw.
You're such an idiot. Nobody's trying to get into New York City. Everybody's trying to get out of New York City.
Well, remember, Stephen, I happen to be Jewish, and my relatives were in the Holocaust. And I got to tell you, I don't like comparing anything to Nazi Germany, but I must tell you, it sends a chill down my back when I read that a big liberal, socialist, Marxist mayor of New York City like de Blasio is putting up checkpoints to stop you and ask for your, you know, credentials. That's a very chilling thing. It's not just the absurdity, like you said, that everyone wants out, not in. It's just that he's asking for your papers on every block, and that's a very Nazi, Stalin, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro-like thing to do, and I don't think that's a very American thing to do.
Well, not only do they ask me for your papers, they're taking your temperature, they're going to trace you. I mean, this is pretty spooky stuff. I mean, now they want to use cell phones to figure out where you are. And by the way, even some Republicans are in favor of this.
Crazy.
You know, tracing of people. It's scary.
Very scary. And by the way, who has time? You know, if you are sick with COVID, I understand totally. 14-day quarantine until you test test negative.
Yeah.
But if you were just around someone for 5 minutes who had COVID, if you try and ask every person who's been around a person with COVID, and you have no idea.
They're going to have the whole country locked up.
Right. The whole country. The whole economy will be shut down. You can't quarantine because I was in a room with someone for 5 minutes who had COVID. That's ridiculous. So it doesn't work. Hey, Stephen, we got to run. I love your idea. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12. And I will send a little note to the White House and make sure they know I'm on your team, buddy.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen. God bless, man. Good job. Stephen Moore, always fighting for the American people, the American middle class, American exceptionalism, my kind of guy. Author of Trumponomics, former Trump economic advisor, founder of the Club for Growth, and a guy who's come up with the idea to cut payroll taxes for the rest of the year.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. And this is the story that we touched on just a little bit, Stephen Moore and I. The fact that de Blasio, the communist mayor of New York, has set up a quarantine check. Has set up quarantine checkpoints, not a quarantine checkpoint, but many quarantine checkpoints at key entry points along main bridges and tunnels to the city to screen travelers coming from more than 30 states with bad coronavirus outbreaks. So that, of course, would include Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live. He would say, we have a bad coronavirus outbreak. Our state has 800 dead. I'm sure all of them over the age of 80 in the nursing homes or very sick with underlying health conditions. Out of a state of 3,800,000 dead. He's had, what does New York have? New York has 30,000 dead, 40,000 dead? You're saying we shouldn't come to your state? And if I come to your state, you're going to fine $10,000 if I don't hide in a hotel room for 14 days? And as I said to Stephen Moore, as a Jewish person who thinks back to Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, asking for your papers, asking for proof of where you come from and where you live is heinous in my America. Do you remember the one time I would ask for papers? You have every right to see if people are legal or illegal. I got no problem if you pull over an illegal alien and they look to you suspicious and you as a cop say, I want to see your driver's license or your immigration papers or citizenship papers or whatever it is you're supposed to be carrying. I have no problem with that. Liberals lost their mind over that. Oh my God, it's Nazis. It's Nazi Germany. You're asking for papers. Well, you're trying to see whether a person is legally in the country or not. But liberals have no problem when you pull me over, who's legally in the country my entire life from the day I'm born, and pays taxes and owns businesses and contributes to the economy and hires people and creates jobs, and you have no problem when they pull me over to ask for my papers. No problem at all. Liberals think that's just fine. Matter of fact, it's a communist doing the asking. de Blasio, and he thinks that's just fine. But he would never ask an illegal for the papers, because that would be racist. And by the way, what would this do to traffic if you're pulling people open, pulling people over at the bridges and the tunnels and all the important ways to get into New York City? You're pulling people over. Are you kidding me? How could you possibly do that? That's crazy. But most importantly, it's just wrong. These are, go to the airport and go to the ports and find out if people are coming from other countries, legally or illegally, whether they're sick, and check their temperature. But you have no right to stop American citizens. There's no problem going from New York to Nevada or Nevada to New York. Are we foreign countries? I thought we're states in the same country. How do you ban people from coming into your state from another legal American state? You should ban people coming from Mexico. So get this. They want open borders with Mexico, but they want closed borders with 16 states inside the United States. Are they worried about people coming from Mexico with coronavirus? Has anyone mentioned that? They want open borders. Do they care about that? Of course not. Of course not. Joe Biden said today, number one, he'd stop the wall construction on the first day. He doesn't want an inch of the wall being built. That's it. And number two, he wants to give free health care to illegals. Free health care to illegals? The entire world will come. We will be a country. Right now we're a country that a lot of liberals think is polluted, right? A lot of environmentalists think it's polluted. We only have 300 million people, 330 million people. Can you imagine if we had 600 million or 900 million or 1.5 billion like China? Well, the whole China wants to come here. You think there's any Chinaman, any person in all of China, what do you call China, a person in China, a Chinese person, a Chinese citizen, whatever word you want to use. I don't say anything that might offend the liberals. So do you think there's a China man or China woman or Chinese person or Chinese citizen who doesn't want the opportunity to live in America? If you tell them the health care is free when they get here and they get instant welfare and food stamps, do you honestly believe there's any person in China that wouldn't want to come? Do you think there's any person in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Venezuela, the whole Venezuela will come, Cuba, the whole Cuba will come? Can you imagine giving free health care to every foreigner, legal or illegal, who wants to come to the United States? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And stopping construction of the wall. So just let them all sneak in, and they all get instant free health care. But he wants to charge me for health care, and de Blasio wants to stop me at the border of New York and see my papers. This is all incredible. Hard to even believe. His first act, he would not allow another inch of the wall to be built. And also on his first day, he said he would end the Trump travel ban on Muslim nations. Well, it's not on Muslim nations because it includes North Korea and it includes Venezuela. So it's not Muslim nations. It's all rogue terrorist nations. And he wants to let them in. And, just like I say with Sisolak, you got more important issues, buddy. Governor Sisolak of Nevada, you got more important issues to worry about than declaring racism a health crisis. You better worry about all your casinos going broke and never reopening, half of them. You want to worry about all the employees of those casinos out of work and all the small businessmen and women and restaurant owners in this town and bar owners that are closed and nightclubs that are closed and strip clubs that are closed and all the other people that are open but only have 50% capacity. You're killing us all. I'd worry about that. I wouldn't worry about racism right now. I don't think racism is number one topic. And I'd say the same thing to de Blasio. New York City crime spike hits ultra-wealthy neighborhoods. They're walking up to people on the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, all wealthy neighborhoods, and they got a gun in their hand, and they're putting it to your head and asking for your wallet, your watch, and your jewelry. This is what's going on in New York. Don't worry about racism.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.